waiting for Stan to have the final sit down with the three of us, and that hasn't happened because we all know there's a whole lot going on in our conference right now. But I just want to thank you, Luann. Thank you for your faithful preaching, your faithful teaching, the women's Bible study, all of the prayers, all of the work that you've done. I am so thankful, and I see the fruit in those Bible studies, and I'm so thankful. Thank you. Don, thank you. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your faithful preaching of the word. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. If there is one aspect of God in my life that I've really struggled with, that I really pray even to this day, Lord, I don't know this enough about your character. It's the fatherhood of God and the tender mercy of the Lord and Jesus crying out, Abba, and him having that relationship with God that he wants to share with us. And again, this past year, I have seen more of an experience, the tender father heart of God, than I ever have. So it's kind of appropriate that this is Father's Day, right? So I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for, again, your leadership, your love, your prayers. And as a thank you, the council met this past Tuesday, and we would like to throw a party at the park in Pinckneyville at, you name the date, because we know that Luann has a lot going on with that grandbaby that's coming, and we're praying for her. We're praying for that grandbaby. And but you name the date, and since you all have come over here all year, and we want to come over there at the park and throw a picnic, throw a party, and you, again, name the date. We'll have a cake, and it'll give us here at DuQuoin, if you are thankful and you want to write a card, you want to get a gift, we will collect all of those, and we will bring them over to that park. And so I just want to give an opportunity for all of us here to show our appreciation for Don and Luann. Two things stand out to me as I think about what you all have done. And the first one I want to share is I went down to Arkansas early so that I could settle, so that I could prepare food, because I was going to be down there for 10 days after my surgery. And so I sat in that hotel room. I was by myself on Sunday. My surgery was going to be the next day. And I sat and I watched that service. Don, you were leading that service. And you got down at the altar and you prayed for me. And I sat in that hotel room with just tears streaming down my face. I'm just so thankful for, again, all of your love that everyone has shown me over this last year. And the tender mercy of the Father of the Father. And so I'm so thankful. And Luann, I just love this, because this has been a theme too over the last year. It's been recent, a month or two ago. Don and Luann have sent their worship services every week, and we've CC'd each other in it so that we know what one another's doing, and so we won't, double back on songs or anything. And Luann sent her worship service, and I was going to be preaching the next Sunday, so I was already thinking about what I was going to be doing. And Luann sent her service, and in that service was the songs that I wanted to sing and actually the text that I was going to do. And I just laughed, because I'm like, Holy Spirit, you're speaking. And it's just been so fun, kind of the overlap of what we have done. And, we didn't talk to one another. We didn't plan about what we were going to preach. We planned on the date, and we worked hard on that to work that out. But, we preach what God gives you. And it's just been so beautiful how Holy Spirit has just orchestrated it all, and it all flowed together. And that's just Him. And so, I'm so thankful. It's been a joy to work with you all, and I'm so thankful for you. And so just wanted to say thank you. And so, Lord, we just bless Don and Luann. We bless Luann as she's there with her daughter this week, and we pray for a safe delivery for that baby in Jesus' name. We bless Luann, Lord. We just pray grace and strength upon her. And, Lord, we bless her continued ministry wherever that is. Lord, we just bless her. Thank you for her ministry at Pinckneyville. We thank you for her ministry here at DuQuoin. And, Lord, we pray that you would just, we thank you. We thank you. We pray for more opportunities for Luann to use her gifts. bless them with favor. And Lord, we just thank you for them. And we pray joy, encouragement upon them. And we pray for this party at the park at Pinckneyville. Lord, we pray for a date to surface and good fellowship at that time. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Jesus. And we give you all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Stay tuned for more information as we get a date. But I just encourage you to, you know, write notes and give that to Abby in the office, and we'll make sure it gets over there to them. But thank you. We're so thankful for you. And so looking forward to more time together at the party. Bless you.
Enjoyed being here and sharing with you, and there's a part of us that's going to miss these days that we get to share with you. Just as you've grown to appreciate us, we've grown to appreciate you, and I don't know, I'm sure that there will be a point at which April will need to take a day off. She'll probably say, hey, Luann, you know, she'll be happy to do that as well, but pray for her continued healing. Continued improvement, still got a ways to go, and strength and focus as she resumes her full responsibilities again. But anyway, thank you. God bless you. Let's have our call to worship.
Come gather together here in the presence of Christ, who is our friend and healer. Let us reach to the heart of Jesus, who is our life. Here we are, welcome and loved and cherished.
Faith.
I'm sure as we go into this time, there are things that are on your heart that have not yet been mentioned, but God already knows what those are. And so we'll just quiet ourselves for a moment. And whatever that is for you, lift it up to the Lord. Place it in God's hands. Thank you for this opportunity to gather in your house as your children. There is no greater privilege than to be called your child. That we're only here because you have invited us here. Thank you for loving us, for sending your Son into the world that we might get to know you. And then providing us with your Holy Spirit, fulfilling your promise never to leave us, forsake us, but to be with us and to guide us. We need that guidance every day. We need that guidance, and we need that ongoing encouragement of your Spirit. We need that healing that comes only from you. And so we lift up those who are on our prayer list today. We continue to lift up April, who continues to need healing and restoration. Thank you for what you've done in her life and what you're continuing to do and going to do as she resumes her full role here. But keep her spirit strong. Strengthen her body. We'll pray for those who have been named this morning who are continuing to need our prayer support, those who are in the hospital and needing that extra attention. Being with those who are at home and not able to get out, and they miss this fellowship that we share. Give them a sense of your presence. May the love of the Father be full of them. On this day, we pray for one another, for our families. We lift up all of the men who in various ways seek to guidance and direction and support. We know that none of us are capable of really being you. We do it imperfectly, but with your Holy Spirit, Lord, you give us the gifts that we need so that we can be faithful and point our children to you. And not just our children, but their friends, other children. We pray for those children that maybe did not experience a loving relationship with an earthly father. We thank you for your faithfulness in placing other men in their life. For those who have been wounded by that relationship, we pray that there might be continued healing there and that they might experience your love that is greater than any love that we could ever experience. We're thankful that you are who you are, that you love us the way you do, that you give us an opportunity to share your love, the gospel, salvation, fresh life, and to invite people into your family. So we pray these things and other things that are on our heart today. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Well, resources to do what you have called us to do, and we're so grateful for your generosity to us. And we pray, Lord, that each of the gifts that is given, whether that is time or talents or treasure, Lord, that they might be given in a way that they, in the right spirit, and that they might be used in a way that honors you and brings glory to you. You're so faithful. We love you. We ask for your blessing. In Jesus' name. Receive the gospel lesson for this morning from Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 12 through 15. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears and will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life, words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the blessed one gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, listen to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Amen. You may be seated. Let us pray. Oh God, I am but a man, and yet you have called me to be a servant and to be a vessel in your hands. And in my heart are many words, some that are mine and some that are yours. So let mine fall away, that we might hear you. In Jesus' name. Amen. In the epistle, 1 John, in chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, it says, God's primary characteristic In Acts chapter 17, in verse 28, Paul was in Athens, and he spoke to those gathered there about a monument there to an unknown God, and it said this God, "In him we live and we move and we have our very being." And Paul told those who were gathered there, "That's my God. You want to know who my God is?" And then he began telling them what that meant. God who created it all has given us life, and we only have life in him. Scripture uses the affectionate term Father to describe this God, reminding us God wants to be in that kind of close, intimate relationship with us, just like we hope that we have, and many of us have had, with our own earthly fathers. Jesus' life was about showing us this God, this loving God, reminding us of how God wants to be connected with us. Jesus' life was about showing us that love. When Jesus returned to the Father, he sent a counselor, the Holy Spirit, to live with us, saying, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." And that, when he said that, was an expression of fatherly love. How many times as parents do we say, "Listen, I will never leave you. I'm always here for you. Whatever you need, I will always be here." By linking fatherhood with God and linking that with God's love, he is showing us just how important it is for all of us to show that kind of love and have that kind of relationship with our own children, whether we're fathers or we're mothers, as parents, to live our lives so that they might know the love of God. Unfortunately, there aren't too many children who have not experienced that, have not experienced that from loving parents, from a father. And so, because of that, sometimes it's hard for them to experience this kind of love from God. So we really have that responsibility as parents, don't we? To let God shape who we are. To let God's love shape how we understand ourselves and our role and how we interact in our relationships with our kids. But regardless of our experience with our earthly parents, that truth is still there, that God is always with us, that God always loves each and every one of us, and the Holy Spirit helps us to experience that love, God's presence with us, helping us to get that. John 16 says that the primary role of the Holy Spirit is to help us to grow closer to God. That's the role of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus told his disciples this in John chapter 16, that he was sending them his Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 16 talks more about this. Paul says, "The Spirit searches the deep things of God and reveals God's thoughts to us." And so the Holy Spirit gives us access to our Heavenly Father. And the Holy Spirit then guides our relationship to Jesus as well as to God the Father. Now, what Zion Park. We don't know fully, but eventually we will be fully known. We will fully know eventually, but right now in this life, we don't fully get it. So we have to constantly be listening. Our natural senses don't help us to get there. Our natural senses tend to have us going our own way. We misinterpret things from God all the time. And so if we really want to hear the Holy Spirit, the first thing that we need to ask is, what is our motivation? Why am I seeking God right now? That a lot of times we're only seeking God because we want God to affirm what we're already thinking about our lives, what it is that we want for ourselves, rather than asking God, am I really in line with you? Or am I going my own way? Is our motivation for connecting and seeking God to only get good advice? Or is it because we really want to grow closer to the Father? Be more like Christ. You see, the Holy Spirit is not a magic eight ball. Anybody ever have one of those magic eight balls? You got a question, you just shake it, and it gives you an answer. It's right there. But it's not like that. We tend to only consult with God in a crisis. We pay little attention to God until there's something really terrible going on in our lives. We don't know what to do. And that's when we really, really, really want to hear something from God. But good communication starts long before there's any kind of crisis in our lives. You see, more than instant answers, we need our life to be constantly in tune with God the Father. And the Holy Spirit's job, that's what its job is. The Holy Spirit's job is to draw us closer, to help with that communication. You see, there are lots of other spirits in the world, aren't there? Lots of other spirits trying to communicate to us besides the Holy Spirit. 1 John 4:1 says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they're from God." Lots of voices every day bombarding us, trying to distract us from God. The Holy Spirit, though, is consistently speaking the voice of the Father, Scripture says. Every news source on the face of the planet wants us to believe that they have absolutely all the information and they're giving it to us straight, just what we need to know. Every one of them thinks that. They want you to believe that. But the truth is that every single one of them basically has their own agenda. But the Holy Spirit cuts through all of that noise if we make time to constantly seek the Father. So that's why I spend a lot more time in prayer these days, a lot more time trying to listen. Because I don't want to be motivated by voices that aren't really in touch with God. John 14 through 16 is where Jesus says the most Spirit's voice, it will become more natural for you. And if you want that, if that's what you want, is to be in line with Jesus' mission, the mission of the Father, the Holy Spirit's going to help you to hear that, to help you to see it, to understand it. Now, there are times when we need to spend a lot more time praying, a lot more time listening for something. Even Jesus needed that. The closer he came to that day of crucifixion, the more he needed. Some decisions are so big, we just can't move too quickly. So we spend more time reading Scripture. Scripture full of instruction for us. And so the more we read it, the more the Holy Spirit reminds us of what is there. Don't just read your favorite verses. Read more broadly. The more we do that, the more the Holy Spirit reminds us what's there. And sometimes the Holy Spirit shows us even fresh things. Another tool for hearing the Holy Spirit is to talk with others that we know have more experience in spiritual matters. Hebrews 10:24. Reminds us, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see that day approaching. What's he talking about? Well, he's talking the day when Jesus will return. Of course, every generation, it seems like what's going on in their generation, it's got to be soon. Says he's coming soon. And so we live that way. But we have a tendency to put our own individual needs above what others need. And that's really kind of the original sin, isn't it? Wanting to be God for ourselves, run our own life, and not necessarily care. But Scripture says we are accountable to one another. We are to assist each other in discerning God's voice. And so it's never about me. It's not